Hello and welcome to this, the second Mac Makes Music podcast, which catches up with Switch, Mac's very own band in residence. Lots has been happening since the last episode, so I took some time out of their busy schedule as they took a breather after a recent rehearsal. Right, so amazingly, it's 2 years ago I came and met with Switch and had a chat with folks, and there's a bit of a lineup change since.
That's
some
right.
New members. Should we do a quick introduction, go around and do some names?
Hi, I'm Nishita.
I'm Azim.
Hi, I'm San.
Hi, I'm Gurpreet.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Got most, I think, of the band members. Is that right? There's no one missing?
There are two more members we missed out. One, we got a new member named Eve, and one is Carl.
Carl on the guitar.
Yes.
So you've got a big concert coming up.
That's right.
Yep. Next Friday, is
next
that right?
Friday. Next Friday. Yes, 10
days left. Next Friday. 29th of June.
So let's catch up with folks. How are you feeling about that, Nishita? How are you feeling about that?
I'm excited and a bit nervous. The
usual mix. Is that how you feel before gigs usually?
Yeah.
Now you've done a few gigs as well, haven't you? I've seen you perform two or three times.
Yeah.
So you've got quite a lot of practice in, which is good.
I remember the last time we saw each other was on 27th of July last year for the NHS.
That's right. There was a big event, wasn't there, at the Mac, which was very well received. Everyone since that event asks me how Switch are doing, how Switch the band are doing. So I think you made an impact on people. Now, there's a new rap vocal element, or a more rap vocal element this time around.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Tell us a bit about that, because that's a slightly different departure, I guess.
Well, I do a lot of raps, and I sing. Mostly I do raps for the school. I did it for a play once. Gigs and stuff like that, I feel very confident because I did it before, a few years ago. I used to be in a band as well when I was a kid. I think I was 5 years old. I used to rap. I used to be nervous then, a lot nervous. But when I got in the new band, I feel very confident because I got very used to this because I do a lot of plays. I act a lot, like in roles. I play different roles.
Let's ask Ryan. Ryan, you've kind of brought a bit of a new sound to Switch, I think. I don't know if we had much kind of synth before or kind of a string synth sound. How have you got involved?
I got through my school. Me and Guthrie go to the same school, but we got involved by a teacher.
Yeah.
He knew about the band and he introduced us to the band a couple of years ago.
Excellent. And everyone seems to be very kind of, you know, working well together. There's a bit of a vibe, I think, which is good. When you come into rehearsal, you never know quite what to expect. You know, kind of creative types do get a bit passionate sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, especially when it comes to ideas, we all agree as a band, but sometimes we have disagreements between the band, and sometimes we agree on the ideas, or sometimes if one of the members get off topic, which is kind of like disrespect to the band. But all I'm trying to do as my role of the as Switch, because I've been this almost 5 years, try to get the band together, and always show them in a respect manner and be like the role models.
Excellent. And Gurpreet, you've taken to the drums, I've noticed.
Yep.
And how easy is that? They often say drummers are the kind of key person in a band because they let everybody know what's happening, what speed, but also they let everyone know when there's a break. That's really important, I think, as in a lunch or a tea break.
Yeah.
So how have you found taking up the drums?
Yeah, quite nice. Like, it's quite easy. Like, I'm really confident. Really nice. Yeah.
Excellent. It was sounding very good in rehearsals. Let's talk a little bit about some of the new songs that you've come up with. You've got some old favourites, I think, but there's some new material.
We got a new song called "Garage Is the Key to Paradise," and it sounds like a catchy.
It's a song that is that shows respect towards the old garage and hip hop artists like Soul Solly Crew and like etc. Plus, I got the idea from a remix of two tunes. One, "When the Bassline Drops" by Craig David, and "Closer" by the Chainsmokers. Plus, another new song called "Birmingham Needs You," and that's about Birmingham and all the sites in Birmingham and the surroundings around Birmingham. And I got that tune and we made that tune from a tune called, from a hip hop band called Lotto Boys called Birmingham Anthem.
Yeah, there's another song that we also did which is new. It's called Switchery, and it's basically a song about who switches and what we do, and it's and it shows an introduction to who we are as well.
And we got that from the conference that we just did about a couple months ago.
Yeah. 3 months.
Excellent. And how about performing the songs? Are there things you've been working on in terms of
improving the songs that we're working on, especially old and new?
We've been working on them, trying to get them smooth and perform really nicely so there's no mistakes in them. So we've been practicing over and over again on each tune.
And when you perform the songs, do they change each time? From sort of performance to performance? Are there things you add in?
I would say they improve a lot. So since we got new members, myself and Eve, we created some new raps. Well, I created some new raps, and Eve created a new solo, like a new guitarist solo. So then it improves the music, and improves the song. And it makes it like really nice. It makes it improved. It.
Bright lights, big buildings, boring and loads of books. It's a brand new place. Brave hearts, bold logos, big chances where we eat. It's amazing grace.
Birmingham, me do, Birmingham.
Reunite, botanical gardens are tropical, Birmingham Blues Football Club, Blackwell Adventure Park. Some of these places are peaceful, some of these places are crowded, some of these places are brilliant, so we can play it loud.
Birmingham needs you, Birmingham needs you. We are young and talented people. Birmingham needs you, Birmingham needs you. This is a whole new experience.
Birmingham, Birmingham, places to be. Always chilling in Star City. Bollywood movies on the high sea. Eating popcorn, drinking drinks. Nachos, Nando's, places to eat. Loads of hotels, places to sleep. All you have, all you need. Right here in Birmingham City.
Okay, so I'm with Holly Radford, who's the producer of Mac Makes Music, which means, Holly, I think that you look after Switch, the band,
yep,
and lots of other things as well. But let's start with Switch and Mac Makes Music, because it was 2 years ago, I think, I first became aware of the project and of
switch. Mm-hmm. And things have progressed, I think, slightly since then. Some new faces. You're a new face as well. So where are we with Mac Makes Music?
Well, Mac Makes Music has just started the next four-year youth music grant, so that will take us up to 2022. So we're a Fund C again, which means we are now part of Youth Music's Alliance for a Musically Inclusive England, which is what the group of 13 organisations across the country is called. And we're going to be focusing on three different strands, so two main strands, which are special educational needs and disability and social, emotional, mental health, and with a smaller strand focus around early years, but with sort of workforce development and a bit of research there.
And MAC is kind of centering itself, isn't it, focusing itself as a kind of, I guess, as a support hub for some of these things.
Yeah, so I think MAC, the Midlands Arts Centre's business plan, has some priority areas with children, young people, so looking at our engagement with families, schools, higher education groups, and then also sort of disability arts specialism, looking at how we commission disabled artists, how we work with groups who lead in that area, and also children, young people, really, in terms of a focus with technology is one thing that we're looking at, so how we can engage children with a digital offer, but yes, yeah, so lots of different priority areas.
And Switch themselves as a band have had a bit of a lineup change. They've got some new people, some new energy, should we say, which is great. And I, you know, sitting around their rehearsals earlier, there is an energy in the room, which is great. There's a chemistry. How, you know, like most bands, I suppose it's difficult, isn't it, when you bring in new people? How have they kind of sort of coped with that? How have they progressed themselves with that?
Well, it's definitely a unique dynamic, I think. And like you say, it's a small group of lots of different, very individual people who all bring different things to the table. And we have had a couple of members come and go who've come and tried things out and decided it's not quite for them. That's particularly been a few members on the autistic spectrum who really prefer to do their own individual music making and have wanted to try the group stuff but have maybe decided it's not quite for them where they're at in their sort of musical development. But the members kind of come about through word of mouth, through our contacts within special schools. Really, it's sort of a referral process and people come and try it out and just see how they get on. So it's quite organic, really, I think.
Yeah. And obviously the rehearsals and the practice are the important bits because you're kind of, you know, polishing the kind of final product, as it were. How important are the events and the concerts, do you think, in terms of the programme? Kind of a key part to it?
I think they're really key. I think for Switch as a band, it's great to, for them to be able to showcase what they've been doing. All the lyric writing, the content is all led by them, with our music leaders just supporting and empowering them to be able to do, to lead things in the direction they want to go in, which is a sort of belief that underpins the whole of the Mac Makes Music programme, so child-centred creative music making approach. I think they're kind of getting to the point now where we're seeing them as ambassadors for other groups. So an example would be the Warriors are supporting them at their gig that's coming up, and they're a band that were originally set up at a special school, and they still rehearse there now over in Sandwell. But Switch kind of, they did a few gigs and they've been supporting Switch, and gradually, you know, they're coming, really coming on. But I think getting out there, showcasing what they're doing, what they're capable of, because it's really brilliant, I think is great in terms of advocating, you know, young people with disabilities making music.
I think the other great thing about it is it's very locally focused, has a real local connection, you know, it has a real Birmingham edge to it, which I think is great. And they've got a concert coming up here at the Mac next Friday, a big concert. They've got other bigger things as well. They've got a big venue in London, which I think we should clarify which venue that is in London coming up. And that's later on, I think, is that July time?
Yeah, so that's the week after, so they don't have much break. But yeah, so that's at the Albany in Deptford in London, and that's a company called Heart and Soul have been organising this event called the Squids Club, which is an annual event. So that Switch have been invited to go along to that, which is great. But they've been doing quite a lot of high-profile gigs. So they did, they performed last year for Music for Youth in Birmingham, which was great. They performed and led some breakout sessions for our conference that we did back in March. That was them basically training teachers and music leaders, which was fab because that's a really sort of different way of coming at things, I think, for the, you know, workforce development. And they performed there and really enjoyed that as well. So there's lots of different things they've been up to.
Excellent. And just for folks listening, where would folks find out more about Switch and Mac Makes Music? And importantly, if someone's out there thinking, I know someone that would really be great, you know, connected to Switch or connected to that programme, where could they look?
I just think on the Mac website, we're under the projects area, but if you just typed in Mac Makes Music on Google, for example, you'd be able to find us. And we do have a channel on YouTube, and it's mainly got videos of Switch and the Warriors, so that'd be a good place to have a look if you want to see some more of Switch performing.
Okay, excellent. For now, Holly, we'll give the drums a rest as well. You can hear the drums in the background. But for now, Holly, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Welcome aboard to Switch Airways. Be ready to rock on.
Just finally, just to finish, I don't want to keep you from your valuable rehearsal time,
because
practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
I've learned that over time. In terms of folks listening to the podcast and to the radio, if they're interested in sort of taking up music, getting involved in music, what advice would you give them, given, you know, you've sort of had some experience in it now? What has music given you that you think perhaps other people might...
I think they should take the dream and take the opportunity to join a band or create music, because it improves yourself. Like, if you can't play any time, or you, you're not like the greatest like, the instrument that you play, you will improve over time in a band or through music, through the music idea that you want to go down.
Well, if they've got a computer, I think they should download GarageBand or Logic Pro.
Something easy just to sort of get them started.
Get the inspiration from music, because if your hopes and dreams are your life, and you need to go through that route.
If you want to be a musician, rapper or singer, I suggest being a band, or you can do like after school clubs, and then they will teach you and do band sessions on how to improve on the guitar or a certain instrument that you
or
need
Express.
To focus on.
Express.
Excellent. Well, I'm coming along to the gig next week, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to talk to you before the gig, excitingly, backstage.
Yeah, of course,
makes sense.
To get a feel for how you are before and after, maybe. But,
Of course,
Looks like Switch might be back for a next podcast after 2 years.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll try and do it more frequently than 2 years. But for now, thanks very much, and I'll let you get back to rehearsing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are gonna perform our last song of the evening, which is New Beginnings featuring The Warriors. And hope you guys enjoy it.
Switch is brought to you by Youth Music. Mac Makes Music and Switch are a band development project which are part of the Alliance for a Musically Inclusive England. The work has been made possible by funding from the National Lottery via Arts Council England. For more information, go to youthmusic.org.uk. Thanks to the band, Dan, Holly, the technicians and the support crew at Mac for their help in the making of this podcast. Mac Makes Music Switch 2 was written and presented by me, James Sandy, and was a King of the Buttons production for the Midlands Arts Centre.